You're listening to SBS News.
The mood is somber in the Bangladeshi capital of Dhaka, where the country's worst aviation disaster in decades has killed at least 20 people. On Monday, a Bangladeshi fighter jet crashed into the Milestone School and College. Many of the victims were young students, let out of class just moments before a mechanical failure caused the plane to collide with the two-story building. Mohammed Yunus is the head of Bangladesh's interim government. He says everyone must support each other through this tragedy.
I have no words. I don't know how to begin. None of us ever imagined it. It wasn't within anyone's expectations. But we had to suddenly accept this unbelievable reality. We extend our deepest sympathies to the parents, families and loved ones. Every child in Bangladesh is your child. Please try to find comfort among yourselves. We're all trying to comfort one another. What a tremendous tragedy this is. We are with you. The entire nation stands with you.
The Bangladeshi military says that the aircraft, a Chinese-made F-7 BGI aircraft, encountered a mechanical failure. Located north of the city's international airport and military base, the Milestone School and College is a well-known private school that teaches kindergarten through high school. The military says the pilot, who also died in the crash, attempted to divert the aircraft away from the densely populated area. Officials say the cause remains under investigation. One student at the school says many were still in class when they heard a huge blast.
Maximum student classes chilo.
Most of the students were in class. It was probably break time, so a few students were coming out, but the majority were still in class. There was a lady teacher with me who said that the lady teacher in the next room had one side of her face completely burned. Even when I arrived here, there was a teacher with me. The side of his back, his face and his hands were severely burned. His condition was really bad.
As grieving and fearful relatives flowed through the hospitals, dozens lined up to donate blood to the injured. With some bodies yet to be identified, families searched frantically for their relatives. Soldiers at the crash site used megaphones to control the panicked crowds, complicated further by the area's dense population, a nearby train station and surrounding businesses. A father, who was looking for his daughter, rushed to the school on hearing the news of the crash.
The plane crashed in the building where my daughter was. My wife called me, but I was praying, so I could not pick up. After finishing prayers, I called her and she said, crying, that a plane has crashed into a building where my daughter's class is. I did not know what to do and then left. And when I came here, I saw there was a huge fire. There was a dead body of a child.
The father, who went only by Jewel, says he had been looking for about 20 minutes when he got the call.
I could not get any news of my daughter. But after about 20 minutes, she called me and told me that she is fine. Don't be tense. My daughter went from the school to her friend's home with her mother. In the meantime, I saw many injured people, skin peeling off the injured.
As well as the at least 20 people killed in the crash, more than 170 people were injured, most aged between 8 and 14 years old. Witnesses say the collision caused a major blast, shaking the building before catching fire. Rescued from the smouldering two-story building, many suffered burns and were taken away in helicopters, motorised rickshaws and the arms of firefighters and parents. Haruna Rashid is a resident surgeon at the Dhaka Medical College Hospital.
Most of the patients are children, less than 12 years. These are the age group patients. And maximum patients, critical patients are also there. Then the, but one person that is her age is 40 years old. She is a servant of that school. She is also admitted in our hospital.
Just last month, a commercial aircraft crashed in neighbouring India, killing 260 people. Despite strained relations between India and Bangladesh, Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi says he is deeply shocked and saddened at the news. In a statement, he writes that India stands in solidarity with Bangladesh and is ready to extend all possible support. The crash was the worst aviation accident in Bangladesh since 1984, when a plane flying to Dhaka crashed and killed all 49 on board. Dr. Asif Nazrul, a law advisor in the interim government, says tomorrow will be a day of mourning.
The hospital authorities and the National Burn Unit have informed us that they have completed all the necessary preparations for treatment. Even then, if needed, doctors will be brought in from abroad. If necessary, the students currently in the burn unit will be sent abroad for treatment. There will be no shortage in treatment or rehabilitation. However, no matter what is done, nothing can compensate for the loss we have suffered today. Tomorrow has been declared a day of national mourning and the national flag will be flown at half staff.
Sydney Lang, SBS News.